Don Brown came to town, I guess in 1968 or 69, and put on the first BN. He crashed with us over on 8th Street. And a lot of that happened. Like, you had Russell, the epileptic. He stayed with us over on 8th Street. And Joff, who was Raymond Sages at that time, the artist. In fact, a lot of the art in the first Birds is Raymond's artwork. Yeah. But I got some pictures of Don Brown with Fifi, I think, right before the first BN was put together. I don't know if that was in the park. I think that was the one that was behind the Great Speckled Bird. There was like a BN behind the bird.
Over on 14th?
Yeah.
What year would that have been?
I'm thinking 69.
That late?
Huh? Yeah, 68 or 69.
I thought everything was... park was pretty alive by 69.
It was becoming alive because there was a second BN, I think, that happened there. Then Dennis and I put on the Celebration of Life, the in Piedmont Park. But we fronted somebody else. We came up with the idea, we did the organization, and we hired somebody to be the front man for it because for liability reasons.
Yeah. That was a good day.
Dennis Adelsberg is right. He lives right down the street here. In fact, I took him to get a new monitor the other day.
Huh.
Well, Dennis, he took over the Atlanta workshop in Nonviolence from Henry and Sue. He refused to wear his uniform. Got out, so we were doing military counseling and draft counseling.
Had a good friend, tried to get Dave Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
He worked with them, lived over in a place called the Zoo on 8th Street in Penn.
Mm-hmm.
And have, you know, never heard up from him since then. I always wondered what happened to him.
I was driving that area the other day and I was recognizing houses and apartments that are still there in that whole street.
Getting fewer and fewer there.
Yeah.
We're going to make it concrete canyons.
Any place where I ever painted a mural is gone. So you don't want me painting a mural anywhere.
Well, I got a few buildings I might want you to. If that works. Air mass is moving eastwardly.
I still have it's like 68 maybe. I think I have this image still in my head of Steve Westerfield on the balcony of the 8th and I guess it's Penn. And he's yelling at I forget who. And he's going, I got my eye on you, cocksucker. It was one of those unhippie moments of the first ones and something gone bad.
Uh-huh.
Maybe been yelling at Ron, I don't know.